Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish warplanes have attacked pro-Syrian government forces in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin, killing at least 36 fighters. Syrian Democratic Forces militia alliance led by the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or the YPG, confirmed those strikes. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group. China has warned about the huge impact of global trading, and President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Mr. Trump has been aggressively defending his threat to impose those tariffs.
We're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the Trump tariff plans were absolutely unacceptable. European Union also is stunned by Trump's plans, as evidenced by the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker's warning the EU could respond by taxing American-made products such as bourbon, blue jeans, and Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Also in the news, Burkina Faso's president is urging the public to cooperate more closely with the country's military one day after an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy and cultural center, plus the military headquarters in the capital of Ouagadougou. The group to support Islam and Muslims claim responsibility for the attacks in a message that was cited by Mauritania's Al Akhbar news agency. The group, a fusion of three Malian jihadist groups with previous al-Qaeda links, have been behind several high-profile attacks against civilians and military. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be traveling to Africa this week, where he will meet with leaders of Chad, as well as Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria. State Department spokesperson Heather Norrett.
Secretary Tillerson will meet up with leadership in each country, as well as the leadership of the African Union Commission based in Ethiopia, to further our partnerships with the governments and the people of Africa. In particular, he plans to discuss ways that we can work with our partners to counter terrorism, advance peace and security, promote good governance, and spur mutually beneficial trade and investment.
Secretary Tillerson's trip also seen as a good opportunity for the U.S. to reaffirm ties with African nations, particularly after President Trump referred to the continent as well as Haiti in a derogatory manner earlier this year. Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi made a surprise appearance in Naples ahead of today's general election to select a new parliament. Populism, strong force in this election and in the recent elections in Britain, France, and Germany, but some voters in Italy say they are confused about how they'll be voting.
No, I have not decided. I'm so confused. I go and I vote, but I really don't know which is the right vote for Italy.
Three populist-driven major parties are fielding candidates and prompting to crack down on immigration. President Trump begins a new week following one of the most chaotic weeks it's been reported since taking office in January of last year. Range of issues have been dominating his time. Part of that agenda has been the gun violence controversy in light of the recent mass murder at a U.S. high school. Get more now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Trump gathered with members of Congress at the White House on gun violence and challenged fellow Republicans to break with the National Rifle Association.
It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know. So I was just curious as to what you did in your bill.
We didn't address it, Mr. President. Look, I think
why? Because you're afraid of the NRA.
No.
Trump's apparent support for tougher gun laws raised hopes among Democrats. But the president's interest in seizing guns from those deemed a threat sparked concern among Republicans. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also adding to the possible turmoil at the White House, longtime aide to President Trump, Hope Hicks, announced that she would be resigning. There also is growing speculation about the future of Mr. Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. We're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.